we're in the digital era at the moment, and so the digital era really provides you that opportunity to build your personal brand and to stand out.
I think that because other CEOs and other leaders are investing more in their personal brand, as soon as you start doing that, they might notice you. So other CEOs and leaders might start contacting you and vice versa. So the opportunities work both ways.
What do you want to be known for? Because you can be a leader in many things. You can be a leader in business, you can be a leader in sports, you can be a leader in certain industries, certain sectors, certain themes. So I think it's important that when you are trying to think about, okay, how do you actually position yourself out there in the market? What do you want to focus on? And you can become a leader in that space.
Before we start this podcast, I have one small favor to ask you. Can you please hit the subscribe button down below so that we can help more people every week? Thank you.
Welcome to the Right Place podcast, where we learn with you how to build connections that matter, relationships that last, and businesses that thrive. My name is John Watson, and today I'm talking to Roshan Peterson. He's the founder and MD at Spot Media. Roshan, great to talk to you today.
Good morning, John. Thank you so much for having me on your podcast, The Right Place. I'm excited to be here. And also, I mean, congratulations to you for kicking this concept off and doing great work. So thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thanks so much, Roshan. Appreciate that, man. Now, Roshan, you shared recently 5 reasons directors and CEOs should invest in their personal brands on social media. And this post got me really excited. And reason number 1 is it enhances trust and credibility. For me, this is quite obvious, but many don't seem to understand this. Why do you think that is?
Yeah, I think that with regards to the personal brand, I think there's first a lack of understanding that you can actually invest in a personal brand. I think we get so caught up in our careers, so caught up in what we want to achieve, that we forget that important element. And so people, they often, and business owners, entrepreneurs, often don't really understand that you can, when you are out there in the market, when you are putting yourself out there via any channels, whether it's digital channels, online, various online channels, it's really an opportunity to enhance the trust and credibility out there. So the more people see you, the more people then start to get to know you, and then they're like, oh, okay, I kind of get this individual, I kind of understand who they are, and in turn, you then start to actually build that trust and credibility with regards to yourself as a person, the credentials that you have, and your experience.
No, I really like that. I think if your visibility is high and people see you more often, they get a chance to learn about you, they get a chance to see who you are, what you're about, and sometimes it takes time. You're not necessarily going to sign a client after meeting them for 5 minutes. But if they see you on a podcast, they see you on LinkedIn, they see you active, they see you promoting yourselves, helping your clients, then they get that warm feeling that this is a person I want to connect with and maybe even do business with.
100%, yeah. And I think that is in the time that we're living in today, it's a real opportunity, especially in the digital era. So one of the things that we started looking at is how do you actually position yourself as an executive in the digital era? So there are so many tools available to you today, but how do you position yourself and build your personal brand using the various tools available to you in the year 2024? So it has changed over years. And yes, I mean, it does take a bit of, you know, of individuals to become a bit more comfortable with themselves to actually step out, because that's the other challenge. I think as we've evolved as individuals, the way we grew up, the how we were raised, you know, many of us are also introverts, and we don't often want to put ourselves out there because it's the way we were raised. And so here's this new opportunity, all these various tools. And so how do you actually, you know, tap into it to step out, to become a little bit more aware, and then to create that awareness about yourself out there in the market? So there are a few challenges. And I think that it's also coming from the time from where we were born and how we were raised and how that has evolved over the years into actually stepping into these various tools.
No, I think you make a good point there in terms of the generational gap. I mean, the younger folk 20, 30-year-olds have grown up on cell phones, the internet. They're very happy to post videos and content and things like that. The slightly older generations, even older than us, they grew up by being the boss and the marketing department took care of everything. But if you think of it, there's no one better to promote a company than the boss or the CEO or the founder. They were there from the start. They know their company inside and out, and they've signed up clients. They're almost the face of the company. But if you just see branding about the company and not the person, you can limit yourself and almost shoot yourself in the foot.
Yeah, and I do agree with you there, and I think another aspect added to it is, you know, there's definitely another step with regards to when you step out is also to be comfortable with who you are as a person. And so in the past, if I think about my past career, when I think about my past experiences, you know, when you look at leaders in certain companies, they are not always the most honest people. They are not always the most trustworthy individuals. And so there's also that challenge with regards to if you are doing certain things in the business, in the company, you stepping out is actually not an option. Because once you step out, once you put yourself out there, building your personal brand, you kind of open yourself up for any critique, any comments, any features on media. And so you kind of have to be vulnerable in that space. However, if you obviously are not living a life that is honest and trustworthy, then you're actually not going to take that step. And I think that's another angle and another aspect of why many entrepreneurs and executives perhaps also don't take that step, because they're not really truthful enough to the way they're living as people and in their businesses and in their companies.
No, that's a good point. I mean, if you've got something to hide, you're not necessarily going to go on social media and broadcast your business or your services or your products. If you're up to dodgy deals or running a pyramid scheme, you're going to keep it quiet and avoid the limelight as far as possible to cover up your tracks, hopefully. Now, Roshan, moving on, reasons 2 and 4 that you posted are quite closely related. Reason number 2, position yourself as an industry leader. And then number 4, you said amplify your company's reach. If you want your company to be the industry leader, you should act like that on social media, right?
Yeah, 100%. So there's two sides to it. So the one side is when you step out and you start to network, you start to put yourself out on social media, you start to do speaking events. Yes, you are promoting yourself as an individual. So you are promoting, I use myself as an example, Roshan Peterson. However, you are also indirectly promoting the company and promoting what the company offers indirectly. And so when people now start to become aware of who you are, you now position yourself as a leader. But when it comes to, quickly, I just want to touch on it if I can, John. When it comes to positioning yourself as a leader, you need to, and when you start positioning yourself as a leader, you first need to kind of identify what is it that you want to kind of focus on. What do you want to be known for? Because you can be a leader in many things. You can be a leader in business. You can be a leader in sports. You can be a leader in certain industries, certain sectors, certain themes. So I think it's important that when you are trying to think about, okay, how do you actually position yourself out there in the market? What do you want to focus on? And you can become a leader in that space. And so that was one of the first things that I really tried to identify is what can I focus on? And if you are also a leader, so I would like to share this example with you. I was a youth leader for many years in a local church and Christian. And I was youth leader for about 5 years. And part of that 5 year stint was we had a competition. It was a Dragon Boat competition. And at the time, they then asked, we had about 60 teams enter. And they obviously, we were one of the teams that they asked to enter as well. And so our first year, we put this team together from youth and from the area, and then from the congregation, and we then participated in that first year, that first competition. We came fourth, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, we came fourth out of 60 teams. So that was the first year we competed. We then competed again the second year and we won the competition. So we came first. So we, out of 60 teams, we basically came first. And so when you think about leadership, you often have to, and you think about yourself as a person, you often have to go back into your life and to think about certain elements where you kind of stepped out, where you were a leader in some time or the other. And so there are certain characteristics that you already have where you can kind of build on to become a thought leader in a specific area, whether it is, as I may mention, certain themes, certain topics, etc., industries. So it's an exercise that you actually have to do before stepping out as a leader in your industry to see, okay, where have you played this role before and how can you develop and grow that? So when you start stepping out and becoming a leader in your industry focused on certain topics, when you are speaking at events, when you are networking at events, and I know you're very prominent in the networking space, and you focus on certain topics, indirectly you start to promote your company's reach. So you start to also speak about your company because you're going to get that question. Someone is going to ask you, what do you do? Or is it your company? How long has the company existed? So indirectly, you actually promote your company. And this is the difference between the personal brand, building the personal brand versus building the company's brand is, when you move into these spaces, you're not selling the company. So you're not going there and saying, this is Spot Media, these are my services. You're actually going there and you're saying, you know what, I'm Roshan Peterson. I have worked with X, Y, and Z, and this is what we've done for them. This is the results that we've seen. But I'm not going there and actually saying, but this is the company, these are the services that I offer. So I'm speaking about my own experiences, promoting my personal brand. And obviously that then opens up the door to then amplify your company's reach, exposure, and to speak about it.
No, that's excellent, Roshan. I think you make a valid point there. If you're going to just go to events and talk about the company and be a very hard salesman, you're going to maybe alienate some people. But if you present yourself in a good way as a solution provider, as a valuable person to connect with, to know, and you add value to the conversation, to the event or whatever, people are going to be attracted to that. People are attracted to people that are positive, that have good values, have a good message to tell. And everyone has those leadership stories from the past that can help people connect with you, exactly like the Dragon Boat thing that you just mentioned. Maybe you were a sports star. Maybe you were, maybe you've been on a couple of TV shows. Maybe you've written a couple of books. People relate to something like that. And that's part of your persona and definitely something that you can lean into to attract people to you without doing this hard selling and leaving it up to the marketing team to bombard the airwaves with adverts.
Yeah, no, definitely. And it's so true what you're saying. And part of that is the time that you need to take as an individual, as a person, really to think about, okay, so how do you want to position yourself? So it takes a bit of time to think back to your past experiences and what are the various elements that you can tap into when it comes to building your personal brand. So building a personal brand is really not, building your personal brand is not a, okay, I'm going to, I'm thinking of something today and I'm now going to share it immediately. There is actually quite a bit of strategy. There's a lot of planning that actually goes into building a personal brand, believe it or not. So it's not just something that happens automatically. If you look at all around the world, we can even look at sports stars. Let's take Siya Kolisi as an example, because the rugby was now over this past weekend. Siya had to go through a transformational process to build his personal brand as a person. So there was strategy involved, there were people involved, in order to develop him as a person and to kind of position him in a certain way, because he's not the same person he was today 10 years ago or 15 years ago, very different individual. And that's the same for every other, whether it is the coach, Rassie Erasmus, and every other individual as well, and any industry as well. So it does take planning, it takes strategy, and it's not just something that happens overnight.
No, I think you make a very good point there, Rushan. It's not just a case of making a post on social media every now and then. It's about who is the person behind that? Who is the person that can most be associated with this business? What are they about? What are their values about? And what is their strategy? And is it in line with the company's strategy? And I think the more time you spend on that, the better the content will be, the better your approach will be to the different social media channels. And now, Rushan, moving on to reason number three that you gave, and this is probably my favorite one, is attract talent and partnerships. This means that your personal brand on LinkedIn or other social media channels could pretty much be your biggest lead magnet, because people see you and like, yes, I want that, or I need this, or he's talking about the exact problem that that I'm dealing with currently. How can leaders strike the right balance between promoting themselves and promoting the company that they work for?
So there's definitely a balance that you need to strike between the various elements. So when we talk about content for social media, we often refer to the different elements. So there are elements where you can focus on yourself as a person, where you speak about your experiences, speak about your skills, speak about your latest projects or tasks that you're involved in. And then you have the other elements also related to the company and so what's happening in the company. But I would say if you look at it from a percentage point of view, I would say you're probably looking at anywhere between maybe a 70% more about your experiences and more a 30 or 20% more about the company. So, and I think this has changed over the years, because when social media first started and it evolved, there was a time when it was actually reversed and it was more 80%, 70% more about the company, the products, the services. Now we're actually seeing a shift in the space on social media, where we actually need to be focusing more on the experiences. So when it comes to you building your personal brand online, it's more important to share your experience and how you can add value. So this actually happened to me where I shared so what I do on social media, and I mean, just for your listeners, I mean, I know, John, you know what it is that I do, but I share a lot of my experiences on social media. And so there are three various elements that I tap into when it comes to my personal brand itself. So I focus on leadership, I focus on marketing, and then I focus on entrepreneurship. Those are the three various elements. And within those three elements are various other elements that's related to leadership, marketing, and entrepreneurship. So you will see that my content is always diverse and changes. And so what it came from this, as I was projecting this onto social media, I then started getting opportunities to work with certain clients, because I would actually get inquiries and people would ask, okay, I see you doing this, I would like to know more. Also, when I then attend networking events, then people will actually, when they speak to me, they say, oh, I see you doing this on LinkedIn. I see you always busy. You're attending this event. You're involved in that. And that actually then sparks the conversation to build a relationship then further down the line. The other side, the other benefit to it was what I then experienced was that I would also then get asked to partner with other companies. So one of the companies that I partnered with was UWC, University of the Western Cape, where I then got an opportunity to run marketing workshops with them. And it's all because of this positioning and how you put yourself out there online. So the accessing opportunities is definitely if using the social media is an effective way for you as you build your personal brand to access opportunities and to build solid relationships with clients indirectly. However, I also want to caution you to say, don't post because you want that. Just post because and share because you want to provide value. You kind of want to help someone else that's maybe on the other side that's watching your content. So there's many benefits that you will derive from it when it comes to putting yourself out there on the platforms.
No, you make a great point there, Roshan. And I also think that because other CEOs and other leaders are investing more in their personal brand, as soon as you start doing that, they might notice you. So other CEOs and leaders might start contacting you and vice versa. So the opportunities work both ways. You might become a partner for someone. You might see them on social media. They might see you on social media. And because you're a CEO, you're a founder, you're a director, you've almost got that link to them because they're in the same position as you. So that then accelerates the connection process because, hey, I see what you're about. You see what we're about. We're both CEOs. We're both founders. We might be in the same industry or have complementary offerings. Let's have a chat. Let's explore opportunities. But if you're not playing the game, you're not in the game. And those that are playing the game really well, I'm going to reap the benefits there.
100%. And I loved what you just said there now, because it reminds me that back in the day when I was in the insurance industry, so believe it or not, but I worked in the insurance industry for 5 years. When we looked at things from a marketing perspective and I'm trying to build a brand, you would realize that when you reach out to marketing companies and marketing agencies, the playing field, the level of where you were playing at, you never really had the same access to another company or to another partner because of cost. And so from a marketing perspective, when you are a small insurance company, you kind of needed to tap into other tools and try to work around it, because you could not at the time compete against the bigger insurance companies who had more budgets, who had more spend with regards to advertising. However, in today's time, when we look at it from a digital perspective, the playing field, it's leveled. You know, we all on the same level. But like you made mention, if you're not tapping into the various tools, you're not going to win at the game. So it's there for the taking. All we need to do is use the tools, use it effectively, tap into it, and roll it out for our personal brand. So you can compete with a CEO, you can compete with an executive, you can compete with an MD, and that is the major benefit and advantage that digital has brought into the industry and what it has for businesses and entrepreneurs. So it's there. All we need to do is learn how to use it and then tap into it, and then we'll start to see those benefits.
No, absolutely, Roshan. And that leads nicely into reason number five that you gave, which is drive business growth, which is the ultimate goal here. No investment in personal branding shouldn't be without thinking ahead to how is this going to contribute to my business growing? And like I said earlier, if you're the founder or the CEO of a business or a director, and you've got your eye on the prize, you want to grow your business, people buy from people. People don't necessarily just buy from companies. They want to know, who's the person behind this? Can I relate to them? And ultimately, if you've invested enough in your personal brand, your visibility, and you're talking the right talk, you're walking the right walk, people are going to buy from you. And that is ultimately going to lead to your business growing, new opportunities, opening up new collaborations, etc. If someone is scared to start this process of building their personal brand, where should they start? What is their first step, maybe?
Well, that's an interesting question, John. So Yeah, I think that most of the time, so the from my experience and communications with some of our clients, most of it is actually an individual being fearful. They're actually scared to put themselves out there. So they, when they may be at an event, they may be scared to even just to have a photo of them standing, you know, in front of a banner or maybe speaking to someone, and that's anxiety. So I think the first step really to do is to kind of get yourself comfortable, you know, with yourself. You know, it's okay. Everybody's nervous, everybody's anxious. So you need to take a few steps and just focus on yourself as a person and get comfortable and confident with yourself. Because as individuals, as human beings, we have a lot of insecurities, and we sometimes create unnecessary insecurities about ourselves. So I think that's the first step. Really take some time to spend with yourself, get to know you as an individual, who you are, your purpose, your vision for yourself. Focus on that first. And then once you become a little bit more confident with yourself, then start stepping into attending events. And I love what yourself and Rudolf is doing. You guys are, I don't know how you do it, but you guys attend, it seems like you attend events like almost every day, you know, attending networking events and business events. And then I think that's the next step, you know, get yourself out there, start becoming a little bit more comfortable with other people, meeting other people, speaking. Just get confident, and that's the main thing with yourself, with what you do, with what you offer, and then you can then slowly then step into the other aspects where you then start to build your personal brand. What is also good is that you perhaps maybe align yourself with someone who can also walk that journey with you, can guide you on the way, and can obviously help you with that process. But most importantly is, because once if you are not confident with yourself, if you have those insecurities, you're going to struggle. You will struggle with your personal brand, because when you're starting to step out and you're starting to post about yourself, let's say if you have a speaking event and there's going to maybe be a camera, there's going to be video footage, you know, you need to be comfortable with that, and you need to be comfortable with yourself first. So that's an important aspect to kind of focus on, because if you don't and you move into that space, you're always going to be judgmental about yourself. You're always going to have those insecurities, and you're not going to like maybe what you see. So first focus on that, and then you focus on the other elements as you move forward.
No, I think that's great advice, Rushan. And I think people just need to start. And if you don't know where to start, I mean, there's experts out there, there's people on LinkedIn, people on YouTube that can just help you get more comfortable, almost write out your story and just start posting, start creating some content, working with your team. And it is going to pay off. It's 100% going to pay off. If I think back to my experience, I've worked with some companies that are excellent companies, but you never see the founders or the bosses. They're nowhere to be seen. They're not on social media. And I get a little bit sad because they've got an amazing story to tell. They've been there from the start. They've gone through the ups and downs. They've built this amazing business. And instead of telling me or showing me an advert about what your product or services offer, if there was a photo of the founder or the CEO talking about their journey, how they built this, I can relate to that a lot quicker. Because it's a person, it's another human being. It's not just copy on a piece of paper with a nice AI-generated image. And I think people need to take this seriously. I mean, you can't hate everyone in the game if you're getting nailed by your competitors. I mean, you just got to play the game.
Yeah, 100%. And I mean, that is what will eventually happen. You know, so it all plays out. And so, you know, if you like, I honestly and truly feel that now is the time. I mean, we're looking, obviously, moving towards the end of 2024, 2025, but we're in the digital era at the moment. And so the digital era really provides you that opportunity to build your personal brand and to stand out. And I like what you said with regards to putting yourself out there as the CEO or the individual, because to be honest with you, that's one of the things that I you know, if I have a challenge, if I have a a problem that I need to solve, I want to speak to someone who's in charge. I want to speak to, you know, someone who can solve it. And if there's maybe an issue with the right place, then I know, okay, John, I know John is the founder of it. You know, I can go speak to John and he'll solve it. Where before, you know, it was this whole process where, you know, you now need to contact, you need to send the email, then it gets to an assistant, and then the assistant needs to escalate it to another individual, and then, you know, you've got four other people that it needs to go through, and then eventually 5 days later, you know, it gets solved. And so I do believe that process has become shorter now in today's time, and that's more what consumers and people are looking for, that streamlined, to be shorter and for problems to be solved quicker. And so if you can position yourself and put yourself out there, you will become that individual where people will then want then email or contact. You know, if they have a problem, they know they can contact you because you have put yourself out there. They know your face. They know who you are. And ultimately, I mean, these are all things that then adds to that credibility, to that trust, to that loyalty, to broadening your company's reach. You know, it drives business growth. That whole process, you know, then encapsulates everything else. Ultimately, and so definitely, you know, you kind of want to put yourself out there because it just has so many different impacts on various elements of the business.
Now, excellent, Roshan. Now, changing tack a little bit, what do you see as the most common obstacle besides personal branding facing businesses in 2024, and how is Spot Media helping their clients navigate through this?
Yeah, no, great question. I think the one of the things is adaptability. I think that is maybe one of the challenges that we're seeing at the moment, and the ability to adapt quickly. I think from a digital perspective, things are changing quite a bit now as well. From a social media perspective, we're seeing more of a change with regards to the type of content that's being put out. So from a business perspective, what we see is businesses are not transitioning. They're not changing quick enough. They're not asking enough questions. And so this is something that we pride ourselves on, where we often say, you know, when we in a new company, because we've just onboarded now a fitness company and a company in the travel and tourism industry. And so what we say in the beginning is, let's focus on the, so we have content, we've got a plan, we have a strategy that we're wanting to roll out, but we don't want to make too many changes in the beginning. So let's roll that out for the next few months. And then after the first 4, 5, 6 months, then let's see what the stats say and what is the progress that we've, you know, achieved for the business and for the brand. However, you know, it's important that we also, after that 6 months, we then change, innovate. And so one of the pillars that really differentiates us is that we constantly engage with the clients to say, okay, this is what we think can be used then after this period. This is what we think should be incorporated. This is how we think we should change going forward. Because it's important to kind of understand how that change happens in order to align it to the customer or to the client or potential customers or clients on the platforms. So adaptability, the ability to adapt, the ability to change your strategy, whether it is social media, whether it is website marketing, whether it is newsletter marketing, influencer marketing, that is one of the main challenges that we've experienced. But how we differentiate ourselves is really to walk that journey with our clients and to be those people that will obviously drive that change and innovate and be creative.
No, that's an excellent answer. I think adaptability is a skill that we all need. The world is changing so fast, and you can't be stuck on a 2022 strategy here in 2024. You need to be innovating, you need to be thinking, is this still working? If it's not working, what can we change? What can we fine-tune? What can we enhance? What is new out there? And now, Roshan, I want to ask, in terms of digital marketing, what are some of the innovations that you are most excited about?
Wow. So, yeah, I think that I think AI is definitely something that is bringing a different way to create content. Is bringing a different way to plan. It's bringing a different way to enhance your processes. And I think that's what I'm excited about. I think that it streamlines many activities. I think when it comes to mundane activities, activities that you and tasks that you have to do every single day, I think certain AI platforms and tools, whether it is ChatGPT, whether it is Magic Studio, there are tools out there that can improve your efficiency. And I think that's what I'm most excited about, because once again, if we can improve our processes, if we can solve problems quicker, faster, you know, then we can make our clients happier. And that's ultimately what we want to do. So how do we streamline? How do we create efficiency for the clients and obviously produce products and services quicker for them based on their needs and their wants? So I think that's one of the things I'm excited about the most with regards to AI. I think there are many things that I'm not excited about with regards to AI, you know, with some of the technology and invasion of privacy and things like that, that we need to talk about at a later stage. But I think that it's definitely something that's going to help us with regards to, and not only our business, but I mean all businesses out there with regards to enhancing what they already offer.
Excellent, Roshan. I appreciate that. Yeah, there is some scary things definitely happening out there. Now, Roshan, let's talk about marketing overall. In your decade and a half experience in the marketing space, what core values and principles have remained consistent and are go-tos for you in terms of your approach?
Yeah, I think one of the important ones is understanding the client and the customer. I think that's important. I think that has always remained a fundamental element, a part of marketing for me over the years since I've started Spot Media. And then also worked in the corporate space. I think that is something that's remained constant and will continue to remain in years to come. Really understanding your customer, understanding who they are, and trying to meet them, you know, based on their needs and their wants. I think the protection of information and client information is something that's important to me and important to our clients. When it comes to marketing, you can obviously when it comes to running Facebook ads, ad campaigns online, you know, there's a lot of confidential information that you gain access to. And so, you know, protecting that information from a marketing perspective is important. How do you make sure that it's not leaked? How do you make sure that you don't invade or it's shared with third parties? So I think those are one or two aspects that has been fundamentally important. I think another one is this constant need to learn and to develop. And so I'm part of the Stellenbosch Business School Small Business Academy program this year. And many people have come up to me and have asked me why have you done this? I mean, you have a marketing qualification, you have other qualifications, etc. And I just said it's because I'm wanting to learn. I don't believe that I know everything, and so continuous learning for me is an important element. And within the marketing space, you can attest to this, John. I mean, things are changing all the time, and so it's a great space to be in, an exciting space, but it is important for us as leaders that we continue to keep up to date with the changes and what is happening in the marketing industry. Because if we are up to date, if we understand what's going on, we can then provide value and assist our clients and customers with regards to what it is that we know, and we can enhance the experiences.
No, excellent, Roshan. Roshan, I really appreciate your time today. I've learned a lot from you. I think it's been a great discussion on personal branding. We'd like to end all of our conversations here on the Right Place podcast by asking our guests the same question. which is Rushan, here in 2024, are you in the right place?
I think I am at the right place at the moment. That is according to what I believe. Do I believe that I also can still move to the right place in the future? Yes, definitely. So, but I think where I am at the moment, I'm definitely in the right place at the moment. There are many changes coming to Spot Media, focuses on our strategy and where we also trying to position ourselves for the future, which I do think that then moving to the right place will come as well. But for the moment, I do believe that I am where I should be.
Excellent, Rushan. No, that's good to hear. Rushan, what's the best place for people to connect with you and to learn more about Spot Media and your services?
Thanks, John. Yeah, so, you can find me on social media platforms. So I am, from a personal branding perspective, I am on Instagram, I'm on Facebook, I'm on LinkedIn and TikTok as well. And then from a business perspective, on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're on LinkedIn, we're on YouTube. We've got a small a TikTok account as well. So we're on most of the social media platforms.
Rushan, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Rushan Peterson from Spot Media. Please check him out on LinkedIn. Look him up on social media. And feel free to contact Spot Media as well for any personal branding or marketing queries that you might have. Rushan, thank you so much. And thank you to our listeners. And we will see you next time at the right place.
Thank you so much, John, for the opportunity. And I hope that today will provide some sort of value to your listeners.
Thank you, Rushan. Cheers.